Hi, this is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and listen to King's Realm. I think they actually do know what they're saying.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod, and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So since we last got together, both teams were good on the road, and we are tied at 3 games apiece. So we got ourselves a Game 7, boys.
Whoa.
Let's do this. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Hey, Justin Williams, you up?
And Jordan Heckman.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of those Justin Williams tweets go out, and I really just want Bruce Boudreau to show up for Game 7 on the other bench.
That'd be the best thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
All right.
Hey, I'm really happy we all got super cute and all wore the same hat for this show.
Oh, these nice violent gentleman lids?
It's like we planned it.
Dig it.
Or something.
Or it's like you guys wore it and then I was like, I want to wear mine.
Showed up with it. Yeah, James felt left out.
Got to be matchy-matchy.
Hey, speaking of being left out, how about being left out of gambling, huh?
Left out of gambling on what, you might say? How about DraftKings? Hockey fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets, no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big pay during the playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot to an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, and bet $5 on any NHL team in the playoffs to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Details.
I like how we're live and now my mic stand won't keep my mic in my face.
Details.
I'm trying to follow it all the way down.
There's an age joke in there somewhere, but
I was going more for the limp mic stand that I was trying to keep in my face.
I was going more for your old and you need the blue pills. All right.
It's my mic stand, not me.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I was in the pool.
Shrinkage.
It was my mic stand. All right. So we got a good game and a bad game this week. And, you know, I'm just going to say it now. If you would have told me a week and a half ago that we were in Game 7 against the Oilers, I'd be fucking pumped. Obviously, the stipulation of it, you know, being able to close it out in Game 6 to get us to Game 7 makes it a little bit more tough to swallow. But regardless of what happens, don't do it, James. Regardless of what happens tomorrow, I'm happy with how far we came in the playoffs.
Just say it, James. Just get it over with.
We're live, damn it, Jordan.
That's what she said.
I totally agree, dude. Like that, I think I said it a few times, even earlier in the year. If they can get a couple of wins in the playoffs, I'd be happy. So to go to a Game 7 against Edmonton, yeah, like very successful season, but it ain't over yet. So
right, and I'm not saying this like in prelude to us losing this game tomorrow at time of recording. I'm saying this, I'm going to be very happy either way. I'm going to be more happy if we win, obviously, and that's the end goal. And you don't play a series to get to Game 7. You play a series to win the series, regardless of what your expectations were prior to the season. I think we've got a good shot. We just got to play our game and go Kings go.
I after
for James Whitlock, Dennis Wilson. I'm just kidding.
I'm Horton Jeckman. Oh. I just after Kane's empty net celly last night.
I
wanted so much more now.
I think is in response to
Kempe.
Kempe's overtime celly. But there's a lot more to be excited about an overtime celebration than there is about an empty netter.
Yeah.
Goal that yeah
absolutely
great it's your seventh. I think he's the leading scorer in the playoffs right now. That's great. Get fucked, you're a piece of shit.
Have you seen all the comments like on I think it was like
good thing we're on YouTube Spence. Right now.
Yeah
But on like a bar down to spitting chicklets when they posted that celly, like all the comments are freaking gold. It's like, is that how many bankruptcies you have? Is that how much is in your bank account? Like,
I mean, the jokes write themselves. It's getting too easy. It's almost not fun anymore, but it's a lot of fun in the playoffs. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, especially in the playoffs. So, obviously, it was a little bit more tightly contested game in game five than we wanted it to be after game four. But I do give props to the Kings for, taking it into overtime when they were clearly on their heels for a big part of that second half of the third period when the Oilers caught up and to be able to take it in what it was in mid and 20 something seconds in overtime. And they owned that entire overtime. They owned that entire minute and however much it was. That was their overtime.
112.
I think the stat was that Edmonton touched the puck for like 3 seconds.
Really?
Of that time. It's something stupid low like that.
There was unless there was some sort of gigantic momentum swing, the Kings weren't losing that overtime. It was just a matter of time. And they did Edmonton a favor by doing it quickly.
Well, smart. I mean,
back on the plane.
The smart thing was to wait out the first line, right? Keep them on the ice long enough.
But the first line was still on the ice because he beat McDavid. And everyone in freaking Edmonton's freaking out. Like, of course, like McDavid was gassed. That's why he couldn't keep
We stayed keep up on with the him. Ice, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't their full line.
Right. But part of it was. And really, the biggest shame for the Oilers wasn't a tired McDavid. It was a trash Duncan Keith.
Oh, he was gassed, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was. But he looked like his age.
Yeah.
What is it? He's like 73. He's like almost as old as James, right?
Wow. Only 7 minutes, 25 seconds in.
He fought in the Korean War, not World War II. So he's not quite as old.
It's a lot of grace you just gave him, but at least your math is close.
I like history.
It's fun.
So, yeah. And then just obviously kind of the opposite of that in this last game, game six. We started off obviously down 2-0, came back, clawed up, and then took the lead. We did take the lead. I don't know why I'm blanking on what's going on. And then to give it up and we just tied it. I'm special. To not be able to close it out, but to be fair, Oilers would be tough to beat 3 games in a row.
Yeah. And the Kings are very good at comebacks after losing, so.
Yeah. So we'll take
that. There's going to be that.
Like Kim Kardashian.
Stopping right there.
Mm-hmm. YouTube is for the children.
Is it?
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Not at all.
Not at all. It's like saying Twitter's for children. It'd be horrible.
No, but I know kids are now getting on Discord, and I'm not too excited about that.
What?
Oh, you're
on Discord.
You know what's funny is I'm the youngest one here, and I'm not even really sure what Discord is.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking millennials.
I'm not in the loop. So, but I think that's the way it was designed. So good on you.
Good on you.
All right, so what's it going to take? What's it going to take?
To win game seven?
Yeah. Is there anything else going on in our world? That's a no.
No, it's not. They threw out it's the worst line name in history, the super line with
Draisaitl and McDavid.
And McDavid and whoever they decide to pair with him, whether it be Yamamoto or whoever, but
Cassian.
Can it be a line if you keep switching it up?
It's true.
I mean, honestly,
but the line consists of those two players.
Yeah, just the line like that, is those two.
Just like the team is those two players.
They called it a pair.
Would they play defense now?
They can be dynamic duo, but they can't be a line. Dustin Brown?
I think it's the worst name of a line ever.
I think they're getting lazy.
Right. But anyways, I would imagine because of the success and the pressure they were able to apply with that line, and yes, to be fair, it did open up, you know, opportunities for the other lines as well. They're going to throw that right back at us, and they're going to try and get ahead early and quick, and take us to another 6-goal loss in game 7. I think that's their game plan, is to get us out of our game of a tight checking game.
Well, that actually they tried to play that game this last time, and not the wide open game, and it actually worked in their favor because the Kings weren't really expecting it.
Yeah.
They played a much different game than they did the game before.
It was definitely a lot cleaner because Nurse got suspended.
Yeah. Dick. Yeah. Glad he got suspended.
And now everyone's mad at Mikey Anderson.
Why? Because he pulled down Draisaitl?
Because he kind of suplexed Draisaitl, yeah.
Okay. Did anybody see what McDavid did to him? Like,
right, same thing.
This shit's going on. Like, it's
going on everywhere, and we are not the people to be worried about.
Yeah, welcome to the playoffs, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, so, man. There's a lot of people crying on both sides, and, I mean, my point of view, trying to be as objective as possible, like, I think the Kings have more gripes for the types of calls that go against them than Edmonton does.
Yeah.
Or the ones
blatantly not being called. So I don't know.
It's going both ways, though. But I think the Kings are faring a bit worse. I mean, this last game was a little bit different, but
right.
We're a little biased, but yeah.
Yeah.
But look how close that game was. Like when they just let them play like the game they're supposed to be playing, mm-hmm. and it's clean. It's gonna be a close
cleaner.
Yeah. Again, like you said, it's the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, we thought we might see a little bit of a change in this last game, but so far it's been true. The first team to score the first goal, or the team to score the first goal, wins.
Yep.
So
almost didn't happen, but
almost didn't happen. And I feel like we've been winless on TBS/TNT.
I don't know. Ooh, I was watching it on Bally's. So
yeah. So
Jordan, Jaden, check that out.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Is he watching right now? Check it live.
We're doing it live.
But if having to listen to Leah Hextall makes the Kings win game 7, I will take that.
And just watch the Bally's feed, dude.
It's so glitchy on my TV, and it freezes in the middle of the game. I can deal with that in the regular season to get Alex and Jim, but in the playoffs, I can't be waiting 2 or 3 minutes between being able to watch it because it's glitchy.
Bally's is terrible. It is
their app is terrible.
That I don't know if it's just on the app or if it's on the cable, but the audio, or they delay the video so that as they're calling the game, they're calling the action as it happens. But that's really hard to do. So sometimes you'll hear Alex like call something like a split second before it actually happens, like a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it actually hasn't gone in the net and he's yelling scores.
Interesting.
Oh, I've never noticed that before. It's usually because my 4-year-old's running around.
It's if you pay attention.
I mean, I think that's
like that.
I think you're assuming too much. Like, what if Alex can just see the future?
That's more plausible.
Yeah, I would say than it being glitchy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird to assume that.
Way of the future.
But he can only see a second ahead.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you got a skill.
Wasn't there like an ABC show like that where like the guy got like the like next day's newspaper a day ahead?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and then he had to like run around trying to like prevent all these disasters from you know going on.
It's playing God, man.
I agree. Can't do that unless it's beating the Oilers in Game 7.
Well, hey, we got some voicemails.
Voicemails.
We got it.
This is gonna be fun.
We've been
asking for voicemails all year. We get them every now and then, but all of a sudden
we're lined up. So we've got up. 4 after game 5 and 2 after game 6.
Wow.
So to set the stage
We're feeling... And there's text messages too, right?
No, just voicemails.
There was a text message.
Well, I didn't see it then. I'm only on voice.
I think from the bottle.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'll go with game five voicemails first.
Go for it.
And then you get text, Dennis, you get text messages up. Ready? Here we go.
Sit here and look pretty.
Voicemail time! Sorry, that was loud. It's Mikey. It's Tuesday. Game five's about to start in like 20 minutes. Final score is going to be 3-1 King. Call me right now. James is starting to sound like a stupid Duck fan.
What?
I'm not liking it. But his brother's a Duck fan, right? So it runs in the family.
No. That doesn't run in the family, no.
He's been posing this whole time.
Mental
what? Suck
yeah. it, James. Poser.
Suck it, James.
I know I'm going to forget something, so I'll probably call you guys back in a little bit.
How about Sonny Jordan?
Classic Mikey.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I really want Brown to score a goal.
Well.
Like, if anything comes out of this entire series, I would love for Brown to score a goal. At home. And
is he like?
I'm starting Kempe Watch.
Okay, Kempe Watch.
I've not seen him.
It's a good call because he scored two goals.
Oh, and I'm buying a Lazat jersey.
Ooh!
I said it months ago, but it's like you can't not have a Lazat jersey at this point.
Can't not. So that means
the
you need one.
The kid is amazing. I love watching him play hockey.
Okay.
Do they make him bigger than medium size?
Though? Players that I follow, no matter what you use on. Hopefully, he's a lifer, but. Never know with this shit.
Extra medium.
I think that's it.
Again?
Okay. All right. I'll call you guys back in a little bit. Bye. Let's go.
Yeah, and at least you know who you are, Mikey.
And yes.
And we love it.
He did call back again because here we go.
Mikey again. Okay. I remembered one thing. Jordan, Des Bryant popped that ball. I'm with you, Joe. Thank you, guys.
What was that?
That's not funny to anybody else but me. I really appreciate that. It must have slipped that I was a Cowboys fan on a recent episode because several years ago, the Cowboys were playing the Green Bay Packers, and there was a huge play that was potentially game-changing where – Des Bryant caught a ball, but he like caught it weird. And they called it a no call.
The catch.
There's
another one.
The catch is the 49ers versus.
No, I mean, well, there's the Cowboys like have like their version. That is this the one like the catch that everybody talks about with Cowboys?
It's a catch that should have happened. Essentially. And since then the NFL has come out and they said they made a mistake on it.
Okay. Yeah. So this is one I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the catch is the Cowboys, but it's the 49ers making the catch to go to the Super Bowl. No,
gotcha.
to win the Super Bowl? To go to the Super Bowl. I forget. Doesn't Anyways, fun podcast. Fact about that, it's Vin Scully calling that.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. Bringing it back to L.A. All right, back to hockey.
All right.
Back to voicemails.
Is this another game five?
This is the same day, yep.
Okay.
Kempe Watch is over. Scored. Just the way I like it.
Is that it? Okay.
Five-hole baby. Go Kings!
Tweeners!
Yeah.
So that's a good moment.
Yeah.
Happy to see him come back in. I think I also said I was on Kempe Watch.
Makes sense.
Here we go.
Is this still game five?
Still the same day.
I know I already said it, but Kempe Watch is over.
Sounds very calm.
Thank you for your time. Go Kings, go.
Wow. Very nice. Wow. That might be the cleanest.
I feel like he was trying to
version.
I feel like he was trying to seduce us a little bit there, though.
He was, I mean, he wasn't yelling, he wasn't driving. Like, it was the cleanest audio I think he's ever sent us. All right. So then we switch to.
All right, hold on. Well, the text message is also a game five text.
Okay, go for it. Go for it.
So we should go do this. So it's, hey, it's the water bottle. This is Dustin Brown's water bottle, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Kempe came up huge. AA looked good. Dano is looking to eat some pizza with Thousand Oaks sausage soon.
Whoa.
Go Kings, go. And then also, if you're doing fan appearances on the show, the water ball is going to pop some tops. Just saying.
Nice. I'd like to see that. It's going to be a fun offseason whenever it happens, like after June.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We'll talk about some more stuff. All right. Now we move after game six. I know because it's from my phone number. I've been bugging Hannah, one of the singers for the National Anthem, Kings season ticket holder, section over from us, to call in for months. And I finally locked her down after the game at game six.
I'm sure it wasn't creepy at all.
No, we locked eyes like. Paces
super
away.
Creepy.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it not creepy. It's just
I would like to hear the failing. Victim side of the story. Yeah.
Well, here it goes. You get half drunk Hannah. Here we go.
Oh, damn, fam. This is Hannah from Thousand Oaks. Yes, that National Anthem singer is a Thousand Oaks native. Oh! So, ladies and gentlemen, King fam, guys, have all of the faith. Game seven. We're going to win this shit in Edmonton. And then we're going to wipe those oil tears. And then we're going to bring it back home. And then you're going to hear me sing again. So, send out that positive damn energy. We're going to get this in seven. And then we're coming home, babes. We're coming home.
Wow. There's a little Axl Rose in that.
Hashtag. Edmonton oil spill. Peace out, Kings fans. James out.
God.
Half drunk James too, huh?
Oh, actually, I blew a .009. We're good.
Is that when you got pulled over?
No, I have my own, so it's totally good. I mean, right? Everybody has their own in their truck, right?
Yeah. Well, because you have to do it to start it, right?
No. There's a difference there. There's a fucking difference, Jordan. You son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
You walked right into that one, James.
Strolled through a damn meadow.
Hey, I'm a responsible adult, and I make sure that I never drive while intoxicated. All right. So we got one more. Set the stage. It's a champion.
Uh-oh.
What's up, fellas? Jaden here.
It was
coming back
crack.
After a very long hiatus to give you guys a brand new segment that I'd like to call Why You Gotta Bring Up Old Shit? So, there are some stats you guys asked about throughout the season that you guys have probably forgotten by now, but for some reason I kept track of them. So anyway, one of the first stats you guys asked about was the Kings record versus the Eastern Conference and whether or not that would be the best. Well, in 29 games, the Kings had a 26-3 record. Good enough for second best throughout the season.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Another stat you guys asked about was in regards to the Kings playing the same team twice in a row. This happened 5 different times this season. And I forget who, but somebody insinuated that more often than not, the Kings would win the first game and lose the second game. Well,
James.
Against Anaheim, they won the first and lost the second. Against St. Louis, they lost both. Against Arizona, they won both. Against San Jose, they lost both. Ugh, don't tell me about it. And against Seattle, they won the first and lost the second.
Hey!
40% right. Better than 10%. So
that's 40%.
Here? Oh yeah, Shaq is apparently a size 22 to 23. That's fucking ridiculous. And apparently Rick Tocchet has the most Gordie Howe hat tricks, not Brendan Shanahan. I forget who said that or why or when or where, but whatever. I know it was on your show at one point. anyway, boys, lastly, in regards to the Fantasy Hockey Championship, I won that shit. And, you know, you guys had a trial because there was, you know, there was some pushback.
Which you didn't even show up to.
Yeah. And you guys had a fair trial. You guys reached your verdict and you declared a winner. But then at the end of the show, as you guys were saying bye, James kind of jokingly went, "You're both winners!" And like, I'm sorry, I just kind of got to call bullshit on that. Just because, you know, in life, there's only one winner. And where I'm from, sore losers don't get consolation prizes. So better luck next year, Sean. How's that for aggressively petty? Anyway, love you guys. Love the Kings. Love the podcast. Game 7, baby! Go Kings, go!
Yeah, I'm glad you called me out on that.
I'm gonna go on record and say only James said you're both winners. So
that's what he said. He said that at the end, James said you're both winners.
Oh, I thought he was, okay. Fair enough.
I was trying to be nice. And I'm not the consolation prize guy.
You just don't
want to
piss off Sean.
I don't. I like him. So
you still feel bad for calling him Mark.
That's exactly what it is.
No, not at all. He's got good input. Like I like
he does.
I like what he posts. So
I don't always agree with his takes, but
Oh yeah. Did you see I commented back on something he put up? He's like, Kobe on the power play.
Yeah.
He's not good.
No. With all due respect.
It's like the short answer is no. I won't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Believing.
I don't always agree with his takes. I agree with a lot of them, but he's always up for a good conversation about it.
Like some people just say off the wall things, but like I like how he like writes out his thought process and his
very articulate.
Like,
yeah.
And if you challenge him, he will come back with very good reasoning as to why he believes that. Or whatever it is.
Right.
We're here on the Kings Realm. We say no follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't challenge me for shit.
There's a reason for that.
I'm out.
So.
All right. Hannah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
It sounded like she was giving a speech on a podium.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a motivational speaker on the show. She's motivating Kings fans to get ready for game 7, bring the energy,
fly to Edmonton.
Yeah, yeah. Join me. I'm leaving at 7 tomorrow.
Liar.
You're right. I am. But technically I've got nothing going on, so I could just at noon decide the prices.
You wouldn't be
bad.
Able to get there in time.
Well, that's true.
What Jordan looked up flights. It was like 13 hours to get there or something.
For today or tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, they were offering no direct flights. They were next week, but it was like something, I think like a total of 23 hours of travel.
Jesus.
For a 3-hour game.
A 3-hour game. Jordan doesn't understand that one.
I don't know, man.
It's Gilligan's Island, Dick.
Seeing them lose, seeing Edmonton lose to the Kings in their barn.
Yeah.
Priceless, right?
Get to see beautiful Edmonton.
It's an actual arena with a lot of orange in it. Like they have real fans and they wear orange. It's crazy.
I think that's a dig on some other team. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Mikey. Not a stupid Ducks fan.
Oh, got it.
There I wonder, what did you say to sound like a stupid Duck fan?
I was probably talking about Getzlaf's. But that's weeks ago.
Yeah, that was weeks ago. And that was, I mean, it's Getzlaf, man.
It's Getzy. Oh, Getzy.
You gotta respect, for the rivalry, but you respect the player, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will tell you, I had never heard his nickname as Getzy until about 3 weeks ago when he announced his retirement.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's just because he never got talked about before that.
You missed his whole fucking career.
Saw half of it.
I need to put that on a button. I saw Army the other night. Army was in the stands last night.
Was he?
Oh yeah, he was just talking to people, like bullshitting with everybody. He always carries around his papers and he's like slapping people with them. It's pretty funny. Bob Miller was up in the aisle. It's his like 59th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Wow. And he's out just talking to people. They had a lot of people out just hamming it up with everybody. So
I love that Bob is still making it to games.
Hey, the atmosphere is nuts. If you haven't been in the crypt for playoffs, you got to get there. Next round, definitely do it.
Calling it now, huh?
Oh, are you not?
I call Kings in six, so
I will kick you out of this room. So.
I know six, you will.
But I'll just six go to is bed. Closer than five, so.
You will just go to bed.
Six is closer than it's true.
Oh, now we're doing consolation prizes?
Wow. He's just saying that I'm one better.
That's essentially 10% right, at least.
No. Then we all get it.
That is your consolation prize. That you're just calling it something different.
No, the consolation prize is you called a win. The games are irrelevant at that point. Does it really matter in the end if we move into round two? Are we really going to nitpick? No.
Oh, see, now it doesn't matter. Yeah, but yes. If it was the other way around.
Yeah, it would definitely matter.
If James called Kings in seven versus Kings in five, like, we'd never hear the end of it when the Kings move on, right? But, man, yeah.
You are on to me.
Yeah. I see through your shit, dude. I've been doing this too long. James is going to fire me from the podcast and find somebody else to host so he can – We keep playing his games for a while.
As long as they can edit.
Yeah, we don't need a host. We just need an editor. Jordan and I can take care of that. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can focus.
No.
We got enough intros recorded. We can splice them together.
We just use the Google AI voice or whatever to do it.
Yeah, we just need an intern. Splice us an intro, clown.
Oh my god.
Oh, wedding crashers.
Yep. Make me a bicycle clown.
It's good. It's real good.
Yeah. Well, that'd be just all calling wins, right?
Oh, come on.
Right, yeah. Right.
Do we want to get crazy and call final score?
Can it be 10-1 like the rain got beat last night?
Beat 10-1.
We score the 10. Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
Also, speaking
against
of which,
who?
They're playing Colorado's.
God damn it. Colorado's even got to get an AHL team.
Yeah. And then they lost again tonight in overtime. So it's an elimination game in the next game.
Well, I mean, you can't be too upset about that. We have like half the fucking team.
Right. And and Turcotte was out this last game because someone cross checked him to the head or something like that.
Sweet. Sounds fucking killer.
Sounds Crosby-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. It's relevant. He was out today.
Or Cassian-ish.
Ooh. That guy sucks.
Did you see someone photoshopped the eggplant emoji into his goal celebration picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see, though, that the Kings recalled Matt Vialta.
What?
Yeah.
Is that to emergency backup?
I don't know. Are you allowed to have an emergency backup from your own team? Like,
well, I mean, I guess it's not an emergency backup, but you can carry, I think you can carry three goalies or something. I don't know. You're getting me to talk about format and vague shit. So
I know. How pumped are you that we like didn't have to worry about the ping pong balls this year?
Yeah. Oh, dude, can we talk about that for a second? We were doing the podcast and found out that they had the draft lottery and none of us knew it was happening.
Yeah, I've listened to other podcasts and they said the same thing. I was like, the draft lottery happened. And it's like, what?
Yeah. How funny is it?
You don't say.
We would lead up to it. We had a whole episode about ping pong balls and.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I like how you guys have morphed into blaming me 100% for that entire episode.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are 1,000% blaming you 100%.
We're selling. I think that episode no longer exists. We've deleted it. You can't prove us wrong.
No, I think it's still up. I think it's still up. I wonder if Mikey's gotten to it yet.
Not in 10 seconds. Yeah, so that happened. That was crazy. Hey, did you hear on all the Kings men? I'm kind of proud of this. We didn't talk about this last week. We did a post-game show. That was after game four.
Mm-hmm.
And And how about this? So Jesse Cohen's theory on once a player leaves the team, they no longer exist. And I immediately saw the window of opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
To say, what about Dwight King? And he said, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
That was my total redemption.
I saw that coming a mile away.
Dwight King, baby. When I was listening to Dwight King. So as soon as he said it, I'm like, oh, I got you now.
Doesn't exist.
So that official feud over Dwight King is done.
We'll see if he still believes that.
I think you
do have him. Like, hey, it's recorded. It's out there. It's on the internet. It doesn't ever go away.
And you didn't put a guitar riff over it.
And you could have edited it out, and you didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dwight King doesn't exist.
I think he opened up that podcast with an intro saying it was 4 a.m. So probably
It wasn't 4 a.m. It was 11 something.
No, I know, but he was.
Oh, when he was editing. He was editing late. Yeah, he did it 2 a.m. night.
He was very, you could hear he was very tired.
Yeah.
No, that was a fun time. Had a lot of people on there. Those kind of formats are just fun. I mean, they're not meant to be clean.
It was honestly the best podcast I've heard from him in a very long time, just because it was so fun. Not that the other stuff is not good. Ooh. It's just because there was so much it was fun to listen to. And how many times do you say you have fun listening to a podcast?
Oh,
I mean, besides us.
Every time I listen to us, yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were in sales.
I am. I don't know what this guy's talking about. I do not endorse anything Dennis is saying. Okay, so we're going on to Game 7 tomorrow. We'll have this out soon-ish.
Before midnight.
So tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah, we need to end
it. As long as Jordan hits send on the email.
Listen, you fuck up one time.
A week.
I'm just saying it's not the first time.
All right, let's get these files over to Dennis. Dennis, take us out.
James has done it too.
All right.
Quick news. No Arvidsson for the rest of the series.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed about that.
Yeah.
Same. Imagine the series if we had Arvidsson and Doughty.
Kings in three.
Yeah. I just gotta say we need Setcher to score the first goal tomorrow, because I believe the Kings are undefeated in the playoffs when Setcher scores a goal.
Okay, I'll take that.
Useless stat of the week
by Dennis Wilson.
Yep. All right. Be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Realm Pod, and be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We don't have Spotify reviews. No one's left us a review on Spotify. I realized that today. Leave us a Spotify review.
You can leave reviews on Spotify?
You can, for podcasts.
Holy smokes.
You need to do it. I mean, I think that might actually get Arnold out of retirement.
It might get Arnold out of retirement.
Dennis will do a cameo for you.
Listen.
So leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087.
I think we proved we play him.
I dare you to be better than him.
Ooh.
I dare you.
Maybe that's going a little too overboard because that's too intimidating.
Her energy is infectious.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And by the way, how about Jordan's? I didn't hear really a comment on Jaden's new segment of why you got to bring up bullshit.
I like it a lot. I think it should be a reoccurring segment.
Jaden, you didn't give me a heads up. We talked about this at the game, and I was going to do you I was going to do a little intro to it.
Well,
I didn't do it. I'll do it for next week.
There you go.
I swear to God, if you use that same music, I quit.
That's all it takes? Shit, I wish they still had it on the board.
Hand them out.
I still, it's burned in my head. I still know it. It's terrible. Stop it. All right, check out the hockeypodcast.org.com. Yeah, there's other good podcasts. Go listen to them.
Hockey Royalty. Good podcast.
Good podcast.
Yeah, I back to the voicemails. Sorry. When we win this game, I want so many drunken voicemails. Yeah. So many from everybody.
I dare you.
All y'all's.
All the drunken voicemails.
Yes.
Who can all be the drunkest?
All the drunken voicemails.
And I'll leave one. Good luck to you.
Good luck. All right, big game. Let's win this.
Mm-hmm.
For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Not bad, Jordan.